Everything was dark. And then suddenly it wasn't anymore when I awoke. This time with a gentle flutter of my eyes. Instead of hot and shivering, I found myself nice and cozy in a soft bed. My body ached a bit, but there was no sharp pain in my leg or anywhere else. At least, not at first. The scent of some savory food caught my nose, warm and meaty, and my stomach cramped with ravenous hunger. How long had it been since I last ate? The unappetizing meal they'd given us on the plane, at least. Wait. The plane. The long walk to reach my sister's Highland Kingdom town when we couldn't afford the taxi fare to get us there all the way. The fall into the river. The male with the gun who was going to kill my daughter. I jerked up in bed. Dory!
Relax, Mother Wolf, a deep voice said from beside me. She made it through the full moon without so much as a nick. Now she's out at the stable feeding Queen Elizabeth the third apple she doesn't need today.
Relief flooded me. Dory was okay. But how had she made it through the night with two wolves? And Queen Elizabeth? I turned toward the voice, my mouth open to ask several confused questions. Then I beheld the man towering over the bed. No, not a man. A wolf. I could smell it now. He was a wolf, like Dory and me. An extremely large male wolf. Huge and thick as an oak tree. He'd looked big outside the window. Up close, he struck me as nothing less than a Scottish giant. A black t-shirt strained tight against his barrel chest, and his thick biceps bulged underneath his sleeves. And his hands. I'd never seen anyone with a set as large and hammy as his. He looked like he could crack walnuts with a snap of his fingers. He stared down at me, his dark gray eyes shining with an intense emotion I could only translate as anger. I swallowed, all my questions falling away.
Might want to cover up before she gets back, he bit out.
Something soft hit my face like a blanket, turning the world dark. A large black t-shirt, I realized when I pulled it off my eyes. One of his shirts. And it smelled... Oh my goodness, it smelled wonderful. Like cozy fires, mountain snow, and evergreen forests. This male. He smelled the opposite of the colony I left behind on Prince Edward Island. The opposite of Joshua. But then all those nice feelings about the gorgeous-smelling shirt disappeared when his words caught up with the rest of my thoughts. Cover myself up? What had he meant by that?